Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
We're back. We're back and better than ever. July 2nd, 2019 podcast number two for the day. Had to get this one out there because I just think as questions come in, it's easier for me to answer them on the podcast and then say, hey, you have a question about it? Check this podcast out. July 2nd, this one I talked about, which social media platforms are the best ones. Now, I don't do a lot of social media training and things like that, but I will tell you one thing. I used the crap out of it. And I mean that in a, that's a very marketish term, by the way. But this you're listening to right now is considered social media, podcasting. It's free. It's audio. It's out there. It's distributed on Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn app, Google Play, all over the place. This is my main form of communication. I love it. I love talking. And I love inspiring, motivating, empowering. Do you like to do that? Is this something that you feel? Then create an audio and just put it out there. Let people listen to it. Let people get to know who you are. Maybe you don't like audio. Well, okay, well, let's talk about video. Facebook has Facebook Live videos. I think everybody should be taking advantage of Facebook Live videos, having a business page, not necessarily doing them in a group, even if it's an open group, because if you ever decide to do any type of advertising around the topic of Facebook ads, you can actually target people who have viewed your videos more than 3 seconds, 10 seconds, 30 seconds, and just zero in on that group and pages they like and things like that. So I just think having a business, if you're going to take advantage of the power of Facebook, have a business page versus a group. You can have a group, but if you're saying, hey, I want to pick one, pick a business page. It's my advice. You know, others probably differ, but I'm just saying, if you like video, that's where I was going with that one, then fire up that iPhone. Start taking videos, you know, quit worrying about how you look and how you sound and all that. Just make sure, you know, the one thing you really want to make sure, the lighting's good. And I'm not talking about you got to go buy studio lighting and have three-point lighting. Now, you can if you want to. If you want to Google three-point lighting, that's the best way to light a subject up for photography, for video, three-point lighting. Just Google it. You'll see it, the image right there, how to set lights up at 45-degree angles facing you and then one behind you. But when you're doing any kind of video on Facebook Live or YouTube or anything like that, just make sure you're in a room, and it would be ideal if your desk or your chair, wherever you're sitting, or even if you're standing, you are facing a window with natural sunlight coming in. That's the best. That's ideal. Natural sunlight, ideal. You looking into kind of where it's really well lit, okay? Second best would be that type of lighting. Not so great would be doing video at night where you got a lamp. You know what I mean? You know what I used to do? I would sit in a chair and I would just set up books, like phone books or shoe boxes and things like that. And I would just put a light directly at eye level. So I was looking into, I wasn't using my phone, I was looking into the built-in camera on a laptop. And I would simply have the light at eye level. Worked perfect, you know? Back, geez, I'll tell you what, you want to hear a funny story? When I first got started shooting video a million years ago online, I used to go to Home Depot and I would buy those 1,000-watt halogen lights. You know what I'm talking about? Like contractors use them in basements and crawl spaces. Well, I was using those to, I didn't know what I was doing, man. I had no idea, obviously, right? So you know how hot 1,000 watts gets? My forehead was like melting 40 seconds into the video. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is really weird. I think I'm catching on fire. I'm spontaneously combusting while I'm doing video. Pretty wild. So, yeah, don't buy the 1,000-watt halogen lights at Home Depot. But then I read something online where I wasn't getting rid of these lights. I said I spent way too much on them, probably $20. And so I put wax paper over them as kind of a filter. Well, holy cow, that wax paper doesn't catch on fire. I don't think it caught on fire, but I remember touching it to the touch. It was burning hot. Anyway, just a funny side note. Look, my whole point in that, that you're gonna do, you know, silly stuff as well on your way to learning. I laugh because I remember those halogen lights like they were yesterday. They were red, and I had all these other lights. I had canister lights. Every time I was shooting a video, lights were just popping, like pop, pop, pop. They were just like 2 cent bulbs. And one time I was doing a green screen video, and my cat climbed up the green screen while I'm doing a video. I was like 5 minutes in. I'm like, good Lord. I got a cat hanging. He got his claw cut in the green claw, hanging literally like, you know, Bruce Willis in Die Hard from the tower. You know, it's like the cat was hanging from the green screen. Anyway, I tell you all of that. Pick a social media platform that you like doing. But here's the one thing you can't fake. Whether you do audio, whether you do video, even if you write, if you want to blog, that's great too. You know, be a blogger. Blogger's kind of a long-term play though. I mean, that's a long-term play for building your name out there. It takes time to get indexed in search engines. And I know people can game that stuff and get the top of Google fast, but blogging to me is long-term. Okay, do it. If you like to write, write it right away. Write. Have fun. But I would do something to complement that as well. But here's the one thing that you can't fake. You can't fake authenticity. So if you're going to do audios, but be passionate about it and be authentic. Just be who you are. This is your one time now that you don't have to please anybody else and you don't have to conform to anything else and you don't have to worry about other people's opinions. You just grip it and rip it. You put that message out there that feels good to you. Be authentic about it and let people consume it. And you know what's going to be funny? People are going to consume it. They're going to watch that video. They're going to listen to your audio. They're going to read your post, and they're going to want to gravitate closer to you because they view you as the source of momentum. You're the person who has the information. And look, they don't view you as perfect. Matter of fact, you would repel people if you try to position yourself as being perfect. I opt out of so many marketers' emails and things like that because they're always telling me how great their life is. You know, I just scored a podcast last week about a near panic attack. You know what the word was? Oh my God. You got to listen to my near panic attack podcast from last week. It'd be the end of June 2019, depending on when you listen to this podcast. So it was probably June 28th or 27th of 2019. I could probably stop this and look and give you the exact date, but that would be too smart. Anyway, I'm at church and I volunteer every Sunday morning. I do the 9:30 and the 11th service and I run the Pro Presenter, which is like a PowerPoint presentation. So all the worship music you see up on the screens, I'm the dude hitting the next song, like the next verse up there so the singers can play and everybody else can sing along. And then when our pastor, Phil, when he gets up there and talks, I'm the guy up in the, you know, big tower there hitting the big arrow, the right arrow to send it to the next Bible verse or whatever message he's sharing. So anyway, I hit play on the welcome video of myself and my daughter Madeline do the welcome video, and it was really a privilege to be able to do it with Madeline. She's a really well put together 18-year-old girl. She's just on camera. This girl just kills it, you know. Just mature, you know, mature beyond her years. I'm so damn proud of that kid. Anyway, we were doing the video, and the word "during," that's the word I could not say. During, I'm saying it fine now. But Madeline spoke, and then it was back to me, and all eyes were on me, and everybody in the room that was doing the recording, the video camera, the script, all that stuff. I couldn't get the word "during," so I put the word "so" in front of that word. And when you listen to the podcast, not all makes sense. My near panic attack. I flash back to my teenage years when I used to stutter and couldn't say words. And holy cow. So that was pretty amazing. I saw the video play, and nobody else in the church knew the anxiety that I was having just trying to get that word out with a video. It came off without a hitch. It looked great. Thank God we got editors, but it was pretty funny. Anyway, back to the point of this message. Which social media platform is the best one for your message? It's the one that amplifies your authenticity, okay? So whatever one you feel does the best job amplifying your authenticity, because if you're not authentic, you're not going to be happy being somebody that you're not. And the customer doesn't really get the real you. They don't get that message, that service, that person, you know, associated with it. They get something else. They didn't want something else. They want you, okay? So don't go nuts and try to be the master of LinkedIn and YouTube and Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and, you know, all that stuff. Pick one. Go with it. And then you can build. Certainly you can connect other. You can connect. Absolutely post on Instagram and Facebook. Post the same thing. If you're going to post a photo or an inspirational quote, just post them both on there. Post it all. LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all over the place. You don't got to post a different one for a different platform. You can start connecting them all, but don't do what most people do. They give themselves a full-time job putting all this stuff out on social media every day. And it's like, look, just pick one. Get really good at it. Whatever amplifies your authenticity, go with that. All right. I hope that helps. I think it does, because I want to take the pressure off you that you got to be somebody that you're not, that you got to be this expert, that people want you to be somebody on social media, that they, that's not true. None of that's true. You be the person who you were meant to be and have fun with that. I mean, that's what life is. I can't imagine a worse life than having to be an actor. I mean, that's what people go to a job every day for. They got to be somebody that they're not. They got to pretend they like everybody. They love the assignment they have. They love their cubicle. They love, 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 and they hate it all. Okay. That's a whole different life. You're not going back to that life. You're going to Saturday. You're leaving Averageville. All right. So have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.